Got our second Wildcat joining us right now, OC.
Yeah.
We had Nate Phillips earlier.
Awesome. How was it with him?
Nate was great.
He was pretty good. But this
is your favorite. This is the Wildcat you wanted to talk to the most
this
today.
Really, of the three potential Wildcats, this is the guy that I wanted to talk to more than any other.
Sure.
Yeah. Thanks for making me feel welcome.
All the way from the islands via Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, yeah. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing great.
Fui mano.
There you go. Fui ma ono.
Fui ma ono.
There
okay.
You go.
You know, I fought a Fui Ma'ono.
You did?
I did. You related to Ben?
Ben Fui Ma'ono?
Yeah, lives in Utah?
Probably, I mean.
they're all cousins. Cousins.
Yeah, I mean,
probably.
If you're Fui Ma'ono,
he's a legend. Family. He's a legendary fighter in the local scene in Utah. So.
Did you beat him up?
I did, actually. I knocked him out in the first.
All right, I won't bring the story up then.
He's a good dude, though. Ben is a great dude. Never played any sort of defensive line, and certainly not at a Division I school. Let's talk about Arizona. And we are the flagship home of the University of Utah, right? We're the Ute Station. Why does Arizona have Utah's number? The toughest out every year seems to be the Wildcats.
You know, I think it goes back to what Coach preaches every day, just playing 60 minutes of football. You know, no matter if we're up or down, away or home, we're always playing to the last, to the last second. And I think it's proven every time that we've played Utah that by doing that we've come out with a victory. And that's what we plan to do every time.
You guys had a lot of injuries last year, namely Scooby.
Oh, I mean, yeah. He
was out. How much different would your defense have looked last year? How much better do you think you guys would have been with a little bit more health, but namely Scooby right in the middle of that defense?
I mean, I think it would have, definitely having everyone healthy would definitely have been a huge help for us out on the field. But going back to Coach Rod, he prides on having the next man up, and that's what we've been getting ready this offseason, is that everybody, whether it's first string, second string, or third string, that no matter who's in the game, that we don't lose a beat.
How much better do you expect the Stevens to be this season than it was last year?
Oh, I hope it to be a lot better than last year. I hope to be top three, maybe the top in the pack.
And
that's what we hope for.
What's going to make it better?
Just all 11 guys collectively playing, getting to the ball, and creating turnovers and getting off the field.
So how was the transition from the islands to Tucson?
From the islands to the desert.
From the beach, from the islands to the sun and the breeze to the sun and the heat in the desert. Was that a tough transition for you?
Oh, it was a tough transition. I mean, it's so dry. I mean, my mouth gets really dry, my lips, my lungs. But, hey, no matter, at the end of the day, it's football. You got to go out and play.
40 pounds down from last year. Is that an accurate number?
I would say so.
Yeah?
Yeah, 40, 50.
What was the impetus behind that? You just wanted to be fresher? You wanted to be faster? A combination of both?
Definitely. I mean, Coach had asked me to trim up a bit, and I knew that, I mean, he wanted me to probably move, play some defensive end this coming year. So I knew what my body is capable of doing, so I figured, trim up to a weight that I could play at, yet still hold my own in the trench.
Would you rather eat up blockers in the middle of the field, or would you rather come off that edge and sack that quarterback?
Oh, come off the edge and sack the quarterback any day, any day.
How much – is there a motivator, is there a chip? You guys are picked fourth in the Pac-12 South. Is that
really
a motivator? You hadn't heard that?
No.
It's all over the place here.
Man, I didn't even know.
I can't believe you've been doing this 2 hours. I'm the first guy to tell you guys were picked fourth. Is that a motivator, or is that not a big deal?
I'd say it's a motivator. I mean, we're always picked like fourth, fifth, sixth. I'm not surprised that we're not even picked sixth. But it definitely gives a lot of fuel to go out and prove everyone wrong.
I don't want to talk too much about last year, but you guys had that injury to Scooby Wright, right?
Definitely.
And it changed. It appeared to change a little bit of the tone of the defense, because he was the best defensive player in the country the
right
year previous to that. Did that come from maybe people leaning too heavy on him? Did that come from you just missed his vocal presence? And how do you make sure the same kind of thing doesn't happen this year if a big personality or a big player on your team does get injured?
I think just, with having Scooby not be there, we had to make a few personnel adjustments, and people had to be in a position where they weren't comfortable at playing at.
Yeah.
And I think a big thing is just You know, getting, you know, making sure that whoever is in the game at the, no matter what the position is, that they're ready to go. And I mean, that's just what happened. We just weren't ready. The guys who were called up weren't ready. And but this year we'll answer to the call, and hopefully we can take care of business.
We've been asking every single player and coach that comes through a trivia question about their school specifically. Trivia question for you is, who is the all-time leader in sacks at the University of Arizona?
Teddy Bruschi.
He is actually the all-time leader in sacks for FBS, all-time, 55 sacks.
What?
For that Desert Swarm defense.
Desert Swarm. Yep, geez. Back in the early 90s, they were a monster. I remember them.
My buddy Brant Boyer, who's now the special teams coach for the Jets. Brant was a linebacker, played alongside Bruce, played 13 years in the NFL from Utah. Good guy. Bruce, played on that Desert Swarm defense.
Bruschi has 29 and a half more sacks than the next closest Arizona guy.
That's amazing.
Yeah, more than double. So,
what's the most he has in a season?
In a season? Oh, I'd have to find that somewhere. In a season?
I want to say it's like 18,
yeah,
19.
He had in several. I think
19 in 1993. He has the top two, 19 and then 14 and a half.
I think Derek Thomas still holds the record for single season. He had like 28 and a half sacks 1 year for Alabama.
I thought Terrell Suggs.
I thought Terrell Suggs had like 30.
Well, so, maybe it was that. Maybe Thomas is second. But yeah. I thought Derek had. Maybe it's Terrell Suggs.
Yeah.
Well, good luck getting 19 plus sacks. Or
Joe Klatt says it's Elvis Dumervil.
Oh, is Dumervil?
Dumervil at this point with Louisville?
At Louisville.
It was like 22, 23, somewhere in there.
Anyway, big all thanks right. to Sonny Fuimaono for sitting down with us. He went to the same high school as the President of the United States.
Really?
It's kind of a big deal.
So you've got big shoes to fill, I guess. Maybe you'll be president one day.
Who knows? Yeah.
One game at a time.
One game at a time. Thanks, thank
Sonny.
You, guys.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.